about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Brooke with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane Times reveals the commander of the HMAS Brisbane was stood down last September after a drunken episode. It reports a formal complaint was made against Kinsley Scass from within the Defence Force. Scass was immediately stood down as the complaint was considered of a serious nature. Scass was accused of alcohol consumption at sea and at an international event involving the US, causing an embarrassment to Australia. An investigation into Scass is still ongoing.
Darling Downs police record a 16% drop in youth offending since last year. Queensland Police Media says that initiatives like Task Force Guardian and working with partner agencies such as their youth co-responder teams are making the difference. However, criminology professor Troy Allard tells the ABC these things may not be the actual reason for the reduction.
In national news, more locally grown cotton products will appear in Australian stores. Industry body Cotton Australia has been actively working with brands to make their products with Australian grown cotton. Chief Executive Adam Kay says Australian brands and retailers want Australian cotton because it is traceable and sustainably produced. He says 29 million licensed products now bear the mark of Australian grown cotton, which is a 91% increase. According to the Department of Agriculture, last season's crop was valued at $4.9 billion, making Australia's cotton Australia's fourth largest agricultural report.
Export. An annual Mardi Gras event in Sydney's Victoria Park is cancelled due to asbestos concerns. Fair Day, the free event originally scheduled for this Sunday, was expected to attract over 70,000 people to the park. City of Sydney CEO Monica Barone says the decision was made due to traces of asbestos found in multiple sites around Victoria Park. A wider investigation is currently underway since bonded asbestos was discovered in mulch at the recently opened Roselle Parklands. 32 council parks in inner Sydney potentially containing contaminated mulch are taped off while the city undergoes testing over the next several weeks.
In international news, Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape addresses the looming vote of no confidence from his opposition. Papua New Guinea's parliament returned for the first time on Monday following police strikes among riots and looting in the capital Port Moresby last month. Marape expresses that he will respect those who want to initiate a vote of no confidence against his leadership, but reiterates his faith that his government will survive the vote.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger has no rating and the UV index is predicted to reach 13, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders, past, present and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
The Home Show on 4ZZZ 102.1.